This is Ethically Speaking.
Do suspected terrorists have any claim for humane treatment? Shouldn't the government be entitled to do what it deems necessary in order to protect us? Like torture, for example, it's all for the greater good, right?
Well, there are two ethical considerations. First, what are the goals we're trying to achieve? And second, will the means chosen be means that we can justify?
Regarding the first, the goals are laudable, preventing further harms, particularly harms to innocent citizens.
But it's more difficult to justify the means. First, any approach we take must be one that works. And in this case, those who engage in terrorist activities are more than willing to die for their cause. Torture won't eliminate today's terrorists any more than it stopped religious martyrs in centuries past.
Are you claiming that we shouldn't torture terrorists because it won't work?
Well, it's not likely to discourage others from committing terrorism. But that aside, what if torturing a terrorist did yield information on an upcoming attack that we could then prevent? The key question, ethically speaking, is can we justify the tactic then?
The problem here seems to be that we are making ourselves just like them.
And it is this concern that deserves our ethical attention. When we apply the techniques of terror to suspected terrorists, we're assaulting our own humanity. Even if we succeed, we need to ponder if we want to promote the ethic proposed by Adolf Hitler in Mein Kampf, where he says, "Success is the sole earthly judge of right and wrong." Tell us what you think at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Or anonymously comment on other upcoming topics, all at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Dean Ritz.
And I'm Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.